So we are on the last Amid of Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, Rav Kuf Tzadi Hei Amid Beis, page 390. Mishnah Berura, on the bottom line of Kuf Tzadi Hei Amid Aleph, says, V'hinei, at Simen Zeh, up until this Simen, the Rarinu Be'ez Hashem B'Mishnah Berura, we verified with God's help at Mishnah Berura, Kol Ha'avos Malachis, B'Tol they say. All the Av Malachis and their secondary categories. We got Meshwusin, Shigadra Chazal, and also the Isid Rabbanans, that Chazal made a boundary, Lias Yag, Bogadla Torah, to be a fence for the Torah, Muskarmra, Shachan Aruch, that I mentioned Shachan Aruch, Levad, Malach Zaitza, Sever the Malach of Haitza, Shivoy, Mirza Hashem, Mizim Nabod, to me, explain this Hashem, the next Simon, which is in Chelik Dalad, related to Erevin. Lainishal Anu, and doesn't remain for us, Kim Mahatik Pai, just a quote over here. Kim Oid Eza Abbas Malacha, just some primary categories. It's the last page. So in this Kiru Pai, B'Shulchan Aruch, that aren't mentioned over here in Shulchan Aruch, Nainu, which are Hamanapitz, Ateva, Amesach, Lesa Shnei Bate Nirin, Ba'arik Shnei Chutin, Ba'tzeh Shnei Chutin, those six Malachas, and the Bar Machas Achas, explain them one by one. Aleph, number one. Hasayrik Tzemer Pishnim, some of combs, wool or linen or shard from other things. Kamaisha Sarkim Apishna Matsemer, the way you comb wool and linen. Oy Kamaisha Nivtim Matsemer, or the way you comb the wool lasses on the bottom to make felt. Vamanapit Agidin, and someone that combs the ligaments, Tainush Achavid, the Makal Agidin, that he bangs with a stick on the ligaments. That's Oysen Kahutin, Litvers Oysen, until he makes it like into threads to sew them. Kamaisha Sayfim Oysen, the way the scribes do. Calls it called manapits. This is all called manapits. And then you're liable. Av manapits givayle pishna mekambis. If someone does knee puts on the stalks of linen and of canvas, chayv mishem dash, then the liability is because of threshing. So they might say pishna mekambis menegivayle, because in those cases, what you're doing is removing the linen, the flax, and the canvas from the stalks. That's the smag. Look at the chayodim. Number two, base. A toiva, if someone spins a thread that's four hand breadths, we call divan nitra from anything that could be spun, chayiv is liable. Echad a toiva is a tzemer, whether he's spinning wool, like pishlin or linen, like noitza, or feathers, or it's aris, or hair, or gidin, or ligaments, but chayiv kokit was anything similar. Not necessarily with a tool, to much occur in spin gedl, like spinning instrument. Ella Fulam Tevi Bidam, even if he spins it by hand. That's the way of spinning. Where the women do, where they use this pelech, they use by hand to spin the thread. And that's a full pasik by the Mishkan, Biyudah Tabu. That with her hands, she spun. Now, someone takes a thread. And the shazira, shakarin angedite, which is a type of like twisting, also liable for spinning. Someone makes felt, shakarin kapulishin, a pilshitzin, these type of hats are made out of felt. That's also a derivative of spinning, which again, spinning is making threads. And then yichayv. Gimel, number three, oisa shti bote nirin. So it makes two. Bote nirin, chayev. By mitzvah yom tiberik zayin, the Shabbos tiberik yimul tiber mask benirin. But thread so shorich was at the length regarding this, which are these the holes that you put the thread through the longitudinal to pick it up and down, which is how you make the weave with the warp and the weft. Place enoughfor someone makes a. Enough for a kvara, these sifters and sieves, a sala or a basket, a smacha, a sharg mita, a chabam, or he weaves a bed with ropes. More than something is bakash, a whole level with straw, anything. How is it to let this isinirin? This is a derivative of isinirin, because it's the same thing you're making things with holes. Shriyasish nebad, when you make two holes, chai be liable. Here's Rash explains, hanach lab nirin mamish. It's not literally nirin. Rather, what you do is that you're putting through one thread in the warp on the bottom. That's a mamala, and one above. And that's how you put the warp threads through on the weaving instrument. That's the liability of Batinir. Dal number four. Derech Argan, the way people that they weave. First, they stretch out the threads initially in the length of the curtain and on the width. It's in two are holding Zemekam and Zemekam, one over here and one on the other side. And one's banking with a stick on the threads. And then he makes sure that they're side by side. Until it's all the warp threads or the web threads. And stretching out the threads the way the weavers do it. That's called mesich. Part of the process of making these ureas that they have in the Mishkan. When they double it, they start to insert the warp threads into the weft, nikra ayri, that's called weaving. That's how you make a garment. Hey, number five, hamesech chayev. Vahashevet al, that's what we just said, like mesech. Vahashevet al achutim. Someone bangs on the threads. Actually, spark will be sakinim until they come apart and they fixes them. Areza teled is mesech. That's the derivative of mesech. Vahamedaktik is achutim. And he separates them during the weaving, or is it Terledis Eirik? That's derivative of Eirik. So it seems like that one's maybe before and one's during the weaving itself. Love. Number six. Echad Eirik bebegad abekadim. Whether one weaves with a garment or with reeds. Or Shalisan Chalain is Mechatechas Eitz, or makes windows from pieces of wood. Shalisan Lesakech Alav, like they do to make a roof over it, or hears, or bechaldover, anything. Chayiv, it's chayiv. But kalei neiman is aris bechaldover. Someone weaves braids, strands, and hears, and anything. It's a taled is arig bechayiv. So that's a derivative of arig of weaving. And again, chayiv. Anamila, when we say this, betolush, when it's detached. Of a kalei is aris reish. But mechupah, someone braids, someone's here, and it's detached. Inik arig. It's not like weaving. The imder chariga bemechupah reish is not the way of weaving when something's connected to the head. Moreover, inside of the sky is not going to end up lasting. But at least there is a prohibition regarding this employer to braid, or to undo the braid. Like we said previously, seven Zion, the what is that? The Rambam, when you take apart two threads, according to Rambam, say so you remove the warp threads from the weft, or the other way around. And you cut off two threads after the weaving is over from this whole frame, then you chayv. Which tzrichin refi Yisrael Lezara. So related to this, the Jewish doctors have to be careful because tzrichin chutim mefarad when they need these separated threads, shkurin knaitin, litin alamaka to put on the wound, but like chatichas begapish, and they take a swath of a linen garment, a frid and a chutim, and they separate the threads from malach deraisa. Which we just said is that of Paitea. Calls them a look at my Rambam, Machayadim, and Zechatoris Moshe. This was all gathered from the Rambam, Machayadim, and Zechatoris Moshe. Now, the Shaar Tzion, the asterisk, he says, when he said that, he said that we said all the malachas, and he was just saying those that weren't mentioned yet, there's a few weaving malachas. He says, I'm going to show you a little bit which places they were mentioned, and there's way more than what I mentioned over here, but he says, I can't quote them all right now. So he says like this, Chayrish, plowing the first malacha is a Simesh Shin Laman Zayin. And you have number two, Zereya, and number three, Akaitzer, and Simesh Shin Laman Vav. Number four, you have Ma'amir, and Simesh Shin Mem. Number five, you have Adash, threshing, and Simesh Shin Chav. Above number six, you have Zaira, winnowing, and submission your test. Zayin Bar, you have selecting, also in that sim. Ches, you have Teichin, grinding, and submission of Chavalas. Test, you have Merakit, sifting, that's in submission of Chavdal. You have number 10, Halosh, kneading, that's in submission of Chavalas and submission of Chavdal. Number 11, Oifa, baking, and also Mavash, or cooking, and submission your test. Simon Rishon and Gimel, Rishon and Dal, Rishon and Zayin, Rishon and Ches, Rishon and Test. You have 12, Geizen, shearing, is submission Mem. Shimchav Chesiv Lamidal. You have Malacha number 13, Malavin, whitening in Simishin Beis. 14, Tzeveya dying is at the end of Simishin Chav. 15 and 16, Kosher Matter, tying and untying is in Simishin Yutain. Number 17, 18, Taif and Kareya, stitching and tearing is in Simishin Mem. 19, Tzad, trapping is in Simishin Tezayin. Chav number 20, Sheikhet, slaughtering is also there in Sifchas Tesyot. Chav Aleph Hamavshit, skinning is in Simishin Chav Zayin. 22, Melechav Abed, salting and tanning, leathering is in Simishin Chav Aleph and Simishin Chav Zayin. Chav Gimel 23, Misartit, making loins, he said, accorded in Simishin Mem. 24, Mamachik, smoothing is in Simishin Chav Chesed Vav and Simishin Beis of Chesed, and also in many places. 25, Mechatech, cutting is in Simishin Chav Beis. 26, 27, writing and erasing is Simishin Mem. 28, 29, building and demolishing is Simishin Yigimel, Shin Yudal, Shin Tez Vav. 30, 31, Mechabe Maver, extinguishing and igniting and incineration, Hay and Simishin Lamadal. 32, Makabe Patish, finishing up a vessel, is a Malacha, Simishin Chavchas, Simishin Mem, and also in many places. 33, carrying out from one Rishos to another Rishos, that Mitzvah can explain from Simishin and Hay and on. He says, the other six of his Malachas, says, I explain them over here a little bit. At the end of the Simon, he says, that's the conclusion of all the Malachas of Shabbos.
Some of the Dirshus, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, when he talks about Hamanapetz, sounds like that even when the wool is already dyed, you're going to be chayv. Shubhash Abalib explains that since, according to the Seyyid HaMalacha, first you do niputz on the wool and then you dye it, we would say that since it deviated from the order, and first he dyed and then he did niputz, he wouldn't be chayv. That's what's saying that still called that he did the malacha in the normal way, and he's chayv, and he says, he meant with tzarchin on this. In the Sefer Machni Yisrael, the Chabad Chaim adds on the name of the Sefer Zichot Teres Maisha, the menapetz is combing with a mastic, with a comb, wool, or linen. Sounds like you have dafka when you do a nipitz with a kli, with a tool. Dish number two, dafka when you menapitz the wool after it was shorn, but when the wool is still attached, and shim mem, mishm writes that you're putt, because it's not the normal way of spinning and nipitz and doing nipitz when it's attached to the living creature, as the way the Rambam writes. Now, to separate the hairs of the head, one from the other, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Gimel that you're allowed to separate them on Shabbos, and it's not forbidden because of menapetz. Even the Rashi Masechta Shabbos explains that mefaspes is menapetz of your hair. Shuvitz of Nezer writes that the qualification of the malach menapetz is so that the thing should be fit for spinning. And something that's meant for spinning, you don't have to have in mind to do it for spinning. But something that's not meant for spinning, you have to have in mind that it should be fit for spinning. And therefore, someone that's menapetz the gidim, the ligaments, that's not ready, it's not meant for spinning, you chayv only when you menapetz it to do the spinning from them, from threads. And according to this, also when you're separating hairs, that you're not separating them to spin the hair, that's not considered malacha at all. To separate the leaves of the lulav so that they're fit to make these small baskets or something like that, Tributably writes that you chayv for menapetz. Dish number three, Mishpura had reference to look at the Chayodim that he writes that someone's menapitz, the stalks of linen, flax, and canvas, chayv two, one for threshing and one for menapitz. Another, the Mechaz Chinuch writes that a Rashi Masechet Shabbos Zavah and Gimel sounds like a menapitz mishkan from the Givon, chayv only for dosh and not for menapitz. Shivish Believer writes that even in the words of Rashi, you could explain like the Chayodim, and what Rashi means to say is that the activity of dosh and menapitz are the same, it's just that one's by Gedul Karka, one's by Tzemer, and therefore by Tzemer, that are not Gedul Karka, you can't be mechayv because of dosh, because there's no dosh only by Gedul Karka, but Gedul Karka could be mechayv too, because of Tola the dosh, and because of menapitz. Issue number four, someone spins less than this measurement of a length of four tefachim, etc. So the Be'alacha writes in Tufkov Yudal, even though you're not chayv, but it's also not tayr, like other malachas Shabbos, a chatzis shir, it's also not tayr. However, the Mishnah in Shabbos of Kofei writes that malabin, menapetz, toive, their shirim are what's called kamalei ruich basid kafel. Rambam writes that the shir is a length of four tefachim, and therefore also regarding malabin, he writes in the Simishin Beis that someone whitens a thread at the length of four tefachim mechayv. However, regarding the shir of geizes, he writes in Simishin Mem that according to Rambam, the shir is close to four tefachim. According to Rashi, it's half of that, and Tosefta, you see that geizes and tove, they have the same shir. Dish number five, to prepare from Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, the wicks for lighting from cotton, things like that, Shatzin writes in Tufkof for your dal, that's forbidden because of Taifa. But spinning, he adds on that Meiri writes that Yechayv because you're making a kli. And it means to say is that since because the spinning Yechayv Dafka when you spin the width of a sit, which to share we spoke about just before, but making a kli, Yechayv even by minute amount, and therefore when you're spinning in the width of a sit, Yechayv also for Taifa and also because of Asiyah's kli. Regarding making strings from dough, so that you could spin them, make food out of it, the way people make with the chalas of Shabbos, let's say when they braid it. Shmuel believes is not sure if that's forbidden as taiva of spinning. Even the Skirelitz holds that there's no taiva because there's no tefiya ba'ichlo. You don't have spinning by food items. Now, if someone takes two threads that are already spun and he does shazira, he spins them together to one thick thread that's thicker, the Yerushalmi writes that if someone spins these threads, you chayv for taiva. Over the Rambam writes that if someone is poisel chavalim, it's a chayv for kosher, for nodding. Our Samech explains that our Gemara disagrees on the Yerushalmi. Shmuel Shalevi explains that there's no steer between the Bab and the Yerushalmi. The intent of the Yerushalmi is the malach of taiva is that spinning of the threads so that you make a rope. But after that, it was already a full rope. If you thicken it by doing shazir with another rope, that's called, according to Rambam, kosher. But he concludes that adayin tzarchin still requires further analysis. Dish number 7, even though regarding Klein, the Mishnah writes in Masechtas Klein that felt is forbidden because they're shua, that is that the wool and the linen are combed and separated together. Not mentioned the Mishnah that also spinning of the felt, the Nishma Sodom explains that the felt is also tavoi, spinning. It's just that regarding Klein, according to Rashi, even by spinning in that chayim until it's woven. And if that's the case, the spinning is not adding on anything. And according to Rami, Chai Baklaim, even by Joshua, without Tviya. And if that's the case, there's no difference if they're Joshua or also Tavoy that you do to them. Chaschenlich writes to explain that in a place where you need to have the spinning from Exes HaKasab, like regarding Klaim, the Maisa Tviya by Levadim, by felt, is not called like spinning. But regarding Lachas Shabbos, those of the Malach is similar a little bit to the Av, it's considered Talada, and therefore here, regarding felt, it's similar to spinning. The Rami writes that it's considered as a Talada of Tviya of a spinning. Dish number 8, even though the Lashon of the Mishnah Shabbos Tavayin Gimel Ha'isa Shtei Bati Nirin sounds like that you're making the Nirin themselves, not only when you put the inside the holes of the thread, so Yom Tov explains that according to this Pshat of Rashi, you have to say that Siv is written in the Mishnah Ha'isa Bishtei Bati Nirin, meaning that what you're putting inside of them, which are these, you know, putting along these warp threads. Dish number 9, a garment that a thread was pulled from it, and then afterwards by wearing the garment straightens out, and it goes in a little bit from the thread back into its place. When this girl holds, that's not considered as a malach of oyug of weaving, because since he's not intending that the thread should go back in, but if he pulls it with his hand so that it straightens out and the thread goes back in, yeah, then he would be chai for oyug for weaving. Now, to weave one thread, the Be'alacha writes in Shin Chav Aleph, that even though you're not chai only if you weave two threads, however, also when you weave one thread, there's still a ism in the Torah. Dish number 10, even though the malach of shavit and medaktik were in the Mishkan, in the Gemara Shabbos Tav Tzadik Vav, the malachas that were in the Mishkan are called Ovis. The Rashi already and the Ritva already explained that Shevet and Medaktik, since they're malachas of Oreg and Masach, Mesach, we don't give them separate malachas, they're called just as Teiladus. Dish number 11, weaving embroidery on Shabbos. Sefer Menucha Nechayna writes, Yechai for Oreg for weaving, that's what Chayim Kineski writes, another one, the Skrelts holds, you're not Chayim for weaving only because of Teifer of stitching. Because by Rikma, by embroidery, not creating a new cloth, you're just inserting the thread, which was already, the malacha was already finished. If he's weaving a thread of wool in a linen garment, the Afikiyam is not sure if he chayv because of Eirik, because since you have to uproot the shatness that's in the garment. Dish number 12, the braid chalas hinam to this girl's holds is permitted, because this malacha is not shaykh by Eichlem, and previously in Nice Bays, where he brought his opinion that there's also no tviya by Eichlem. Dish number 13, even to braid two hairs or two threads, Mishabur in the Sefer Machnisol writes that's considered as braiding and Michaib. Dish number 15. I'm saying dish number 14 raises regarding Shetlach, braiding them. Even if it says it's not going to last, it's at least Asim Rabbanan. It concludes, however, it seemed that not going to protest regarding if they're not going to listen to us. Dish number 15, but he said to look at the Mishabur elsewhere that says in Sipkot Pebez that the prohibition of braiding hairs on the head is Midrabanim because it's similar to making a binyan structure. And to undo the braiding, he writes over there, that's forbidden because it's similar to Saisa and Sharatzina, but he writes that according to the Poskim that, like Rabbi Yezin, Shabbos Tav Tzadik Dalek, that Kochel Sipkot Pebez, the same thing as would be braiding the hair would be Chayv. Drush number 17. Tearing a piece from a clump of cotton. Say from Nuchat Achayna writes, that's forbidden because Malacha Peitzeya. Rosh Chaim Kanievsky writes, the Malacha Peitzeya is what you remove threads from the weaving. And also tearing cotton is similar to this, that you're removing part of them that, you know, its own utility. Shubas Mechus Yitzchak brings, and Shubas Tzur Yaakovi writes, that's forbidden to cut cotton because of kireya, of tearing, and maybe even because makar patish, and if he's intending for the specific measurement and length and width, yichav osav ha-mechatech. Another Mishlom HaZaman is leaning regarding this, but Lamaisi writes that batla daita, his opinion is nullified, since there are those who are concerned for Issa Uri Dereisa. There's a discussion in the B'Alach and Simish and Mem, Sifrit Gimel Deva Maschal, Ayin, Harnalach, Chelikim Mishn Brurus, Likala, with Grace Yat Shemaya.